Patrice's German engineering is right up there with Volkswagen lying about TDI.
Yeah, I did zero. I called another of my accounts, and it worked. And then I called you.
I called another of my accounts.
Yeah,
I love how my the work fact account, that he's basically pretending that we're interested.
Love you, Patrice.
Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. It's the Christmas quiz with me, Santa, and these five. Yeah, we're going to battle it out and see who's going to win this year's title prize. Joining me, I've got Chris Campions from Yorkshire. Hello, Chris.
Evening, Santa.
Hello. Adam from California. Hello, Adam.
Ho, ho, Santa.
I've got one of the village people. In Norwich. Righty, where the hell's your My Little Pony?
Yeehaw, cowboy.
You know that's pink, right?
Too right.
Just say good pony. Good pony.
It's good that you're in touch with your feminine side.
It's been a while.
Doc's obviously forgotten who he is because he's convinced himself he's an entrepreneur. Hello, Doc.
I'm in touch with Righty's feminine side, too.
Doc, the Black Joe 90. And last but by no means least, I haven't got a problem with my camera, Patrice Bendemore, who clearly has.
Frohe Weihnachten from Germany.
Righty also has a nice glass of Bordeaux, too.
He's been drinking. The Christmas quiz, then. So it's standard stuff. Usual question. A bloke's going to win it this year because Kelly's not here. I'm sure she cheated. This is the way it works. So if I ask you a question, you get it right, you get 2 points. If I throw it over to someone else on the panel and they get it right, they get 1 point. And the chat room, if they get it right because they've got more time to look it up, get half a point. But chat room, you can't type the answer until I've thrown it open for you, okay? We got that?
Good luck with that, Santa.
Yeah, right, okay. So starting us off, top left, it's Mr. Campion. So pick a number between 1 and 30.
I'll go for number 3.
Number 3. Okay, here's your question. Although they launched the Apple Watch in April, when did it finally hit Apple stores so you could buy it?
I'm going to say...
If you say still hasn't, that's the wrong answer. but you're not far off.
July.
Yeah, wrong answer. Yep. So who kind of buzzed?
That was me.
Okay, I think Doc was first. Go ahead.
May 27th.
No, it was wrong answer.
No, June.
June is the wrong answer because it's not your child anyway. Quickly, someone in the chat room typed June and you've got half a point already. July, and Batwoods types July. Jesus Christ. June, well done, Batwitch. Half a point to the chat room. Doc's now researching that online just so he can call me.
No, I'm not.
What was the actual date? Was it like June 11th?
We did something on May 27th and we all got pissed. What was that?
It was close enough to June. No. When was it available in the shops, June?
Ah, you bastard.
If you're going to play this game, Jesus, listen to the question.
Was it pre-sale June? What was the actual date? June 11th?
No. Although it was launched in June April, 11th. When did it hit the stores? When could you buy it?
No, I know that, but...
Stores!
Okay. I don't go to the store. I don't remember. It shows up at my door.
We hope you enjoyed this year's Christmas quiz. The winner is the chat room.
I'm not asking to try and answer the question. I'm trying to
judge's
find out the actual date.
Final. Judge's decision's final. Shut up. Adam, don't shut up because it's your question. Go ahead.
Okay.
Number between... try and keep a track...
15.
Good man. But try and keep a track of the numbers that have gone, will you?
Okay.
So half a point to the chat room, Muller. Anthea Redfern here. Yeah. 15. From where did Meerkat let you stream this year? Easy! I haven't got any time for fucking editing.
Meerkat.
Did Meerkat let you stream this year? Now, don't say iPhone, because that's the obvious answer.
That's what I was going to say.
There was a little special tweak in the iOS applications.
I have no freaking clue. I never used that app. I used it like one time.
Okay, I'll throw it open then. Who wants to have a go? No one.
Sounds awkward.
Okay, chat room. Chat room, it's your chance.
Twitter?
Big Russ says Twitter. It's a Twitter application, you moron.
Yeah.
I'm a Luddite, and even I know that.
My answer was from the crapper.
No. So the answer was, Meerkat let you stream from your GoPro application. From your GoPro, see?
Yeah.
Batwedge says yeah. GoPerp.
None of us are social media whores.
Is GoPerp what the American policemen shout when they want to shoot them?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll let you
actually,
off.
Actually, there's some other things, but I don't want you to have to edit.
Oh, no, I won't. Bang. Bang,
I didn't know we still carried the clean tag on the Christmas special. To be fair,
you could take your GoPro to the crapper.
That's what floats your boat there, mate. Yes, righty, your turn. Pick a number between... Oh, no, I'm going to go with Doc, actually, because he's the next one on the list. Doc, pick a number between 1 and 30, except 3 and 15, and keep track.
22.
22. What was the title of Apple's keynote in October? Hands where I can see them.
Apple keynote?
What was the title of the Apple keynote in October? Everyone else, keep your hands where I can see them, please. Holy don't cheat, you guy.
The color of money. Yeah, I'm going with that.
It was the color of money. No, it wasn't. Anyone else? Who was it?
What do you want, cowgirl? Put your hands down.
Come on. Who, no?
Something God. Wonderful.
It was something with Siri, but I can't remember it.
Which keynote?
October.
Oh, Siri, give me a clue.
No, funny enough, no. Chat room, what was it? Chat room, Sasha's going to open up a massive lead here. I have my hands under my desk.
Under change or something?
No, the lot of crap. Jesus, you haven't scored a point yet. it's been so long I've lost the question. It's been way too long. There we go.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It's been way too long.
And obviously not memorable.
Richard Dummer says nothing's changed, but everything's changed.
Yeah, see.
Okay, so.
No, that's the ad campaign.
Righty, now it's your turn. Go ahead.
Number 5, please, Santa.
Are you going to come as the policeman or the Indian for the next show?
Oh, the builder.
The builder. Oh, lovely.
It's I'm going to fix you up.
What was the number?
5.
5. In February, Apple opened access to what products for those who didn't own an Apple device? In February, Apple opened access to what products for those who did not own an Apple device?
I know what.
I know this one.
I don't think
so.
Easy. I think Muller knows the answer.
Oh, let Muller have his chance. He needs all he can get.
it's open to the panel. Anyone else on the panel?
I'm going to go iWork.
Is correct answer. Oh. Well, 1 point for Campion. I tell you what, if Rankin sees this, you lot are off and the chat room's in. Tech pundits, my arse. Patrice, try and pick a number before the end of the show, eh? That's a good tell. Go ahead.
Gonna go with 29.
29. Who was the star of this year's Steve Jobs movie? Piece
of
cake.
Oh, fuck.
Me.
Oh, fuck. I know that.
Don't swear. I haven't got any time to edit. Don't swear.
Sorry. Damn, I can't remember the name.
Me.
Give it to the...
Okay, Adam was saying me before anyone else. Go on.
Michael Fassbender.
Not like he hasn't got a German name or anything. No.
Yes. I was thinking about Christoph Waltz, but
Christopher Walken.
I knew that.
But it was the wrong answer. Yes, totally good.
You know what we need more? Yeah. We need more iTunes.
At the end of round one, what are the scores on the doors, please? Anthea?
Matt Caster's got 1. Campion, 1. And Batwench, 0.5.
Thank you. Very good. Well done. Super.
Pat, what was your question number? Total so I can write this shit down.
29.
So, So it's back to Camps. Camps, tell us a number.
I'll go 11.
11, 11. How long did it take the Apple Watch to sell out on launch? How long did it take the Apple Watch to sell out on launch?
My dear.
Okay.
Three. I know. I have a guess.
Go on then.
Oh, give it to Doc.
Doc.
5 minutes.
No, wrong answer. Chat room.
Yes.
3 hours.
It sold off in 5 minutes.
You've had your chance. Shut up. Chat room. This is where we find out who's on a 45-second delay and who's on a 4 minutes, 50 minutes. Patrice, you can't answer in the chat room, for Christ's sake.
I should try.
Git? No, no one's going to get the answer was 6 hours. There you go.
Okay.
Maccast, Adam.
One.
Home.
During a heated debate about iPhone versus Android, two protagonists in a bar both stabbed each other. With what? This year. During a heated debate about iPhone versus Android, the protagonists decided to stab each other with what this year?
I don't know. I know. Beer bottle.
Beer bottles is the right answer.
Yes.
Oh! I was going to go blackberry there.
World's gone mad. Two people got into a fight over iPhone versus Android and stabbed each other with broken beer bottles. That was Metcast. 2 points. Yes. Righty. Your turn.
It's not Reddy's turn. What the hell?
Oh, no, no, it's Doc's turn. Sorry, do apologize.
Eight.
Eight. In January, Apple was granted a patent for what mobile innovation?
What the freak? they pass like about 700 patents a year. What the hell?
January. It's the one that made the headlines, obviously.
Yes,
not the one that you could use.
I don't read that freaking rumor mill headline shit. Let me think. January.
In January, Apple was. It's not a rumor because it's the truth. Apple was granted a patent.
Hey, you know what, Santa? I know that that was my drunk dad sliding down the chimney bringing me presents. So, sawed off.
Minus one.
They got a patent for, it's a patent anyway.
For a mobile innovation.
Mobile innovation. Touch ID.
No, wrong answer. Anybody?
3D touch?
Good try, but no. Chat room?
Chat room.
A cocktail umbrella, says Batman. No.
Robotic?
No, that was what somebody got stabbed with.
Slide to a lock. I've gone back in time. I'm Marty McFly. Good God. Making phone calls, says Muller. No, the answer is a flexible cell phone.
Okay.
It's cowgirl righty.
Yeah.
Ride 'em cowboy. Girl.
I do.
You look like the girl off Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
What's her face?
You've got Woody.
The one that shagged Woody.
Yeah. He's got a Woody.
Maybe I was watching.
Say it again.
Jesse, well done. Maybe I was watching a different version. But righty, go on.
Toy horny.
Me so horny.
Do I remember?
Me give you long time lasso, $5. Come on, righty, pick a number for Christ's sake.
Number two,
who left British Radio 1? Sorry, am I interrupting anyone?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Two, who left British Radio 1 for Apple this year?
Zane Lowe,
correct answer, 2 points.
Yes! Easy
peasy, lemon squeezy. Patrice, your question.
21.
Paul Hoole's, Houle, life was saved by which Apple product this year?
I would say the iPhone.
Oh, no.
It's the wrong answer. Chris Campion did say
I was guessing anyway.
So go on, Chris, you get the choice.
I've got me. I thought it was the iPhone. I thought it.
No, I know. Adam, go on.
Apple Watch.
It was Apple Watch. 1.2 out of, well done. Ah. Yes, apparently he had an irregular heartbeat of 145 beats per minute.
Okay.
And it recognized it, and he went to an ER, and they did the proper stuff. So, there you go. I saw an interview with him. He was rather uninteresting. I thought if a piece of technology saved your life, you'd be a bit more animated. Anyway, that's the end of the round. Buller, scores on the doors, please, sir.
Racing into a lead, he's Adam on 4.
Oh, he's getting into character, isn't he? Jolly good.
Righty's just behind him on 2. Campion is on 1.
Chris, well done.
Audience on 0.5. And Doc Rot's gone into QI mode on -1.
That's what you get for being a cheeky shit. Right, that's very exciting, isn't it? Wonderful. Your knowledge of Macintosh is somewhat patchy, I would say. it's Chris, trick a number.
Right.
Number 8. In January, Apple was granted a patent for a mobile innovation. So
hey, I picked 8 already. See, I'm the one keeping track of this list.
Yeah, 8.
Every year there's always one.
I should get my point back.
In that case, I'll go 18.
While you're doing this, what's Yorkshire doing for an idiot? So, what do you want 8 again? Is 18, did you say
18?
18. What was the title of Apple's March keynote event?
Epicenter of change.
Not on this planet, no.
Oh, that was WWDC.
All right.
March keynote? I don't think so.
No. The epicenter of change was the...
Oh, right, okay. March keynote was called what? Stop Googling, Patrice, I can see you.
I'm not Googling.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Your head to show your hands.
No.
Give it to the chat room.
Chat room, what was it called? Are you 18?
Yes, I am.
Says Doc.
Slightly over 18.
Mac Vader says he remembered that he dreamed about a curved iPhone.
That would have been the Apple Watch one, right?
I don't know. Chat room, anything? They're all. How long does it take to type into Google March keynote, Apple?
It doesn't show up.
It's about time.
No, it doesn't show up the answer because you've already cheated, right? Jolly good. -1 for Doc.
No, I didn't cheat. I'm just trying to show up the answer. Set your clock back.
The answer is, of course, I've lost.
Watch
the answer.
Me, nay, nay.
Watch me, boob.
Oh, I met your mother.
I've lost the answer. 18. Spring forward.
Spring forward.
Right.
Apple Watch.
This is the watch.
Man, I don't remember the name of any Apple keynote, and I worked there for 8 years.
Me neither.
Well, you should have paid attention then, shouldn't you? Jesus.
No, I was cashing my checks, son.
That's why they sacked you. Is Adam? Adam's
number 4.
Number 4. What Apple service disappeared in January of this year?
Oh, I don't
know. What
Apple service disappeared in January
one-to-one
of this year?
Training?
No. Good guess, but no. I can see why you said that, even though it's completely wrong. Anybody? Come on then, chat. Come on, before I throw it to the chat room. Come on. What?
Mobile me?
No. There we go. Call girls. No, wrong answer.
Call girls.
Ordering. Sorry, what did I miss? I'm ordering Chinese. This is the event of the year, Backwedge. Jesus Christ.
Products that just work?
No. Yeah, very good point.
Thank you. Give my point back.
Yeah, just take it back to -1 now then. The answer is iCloud Photos.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes, because Apple's history of photo care is legendary. Yes.
And now it's iCloud Photo Library.
iCloud Photos disappeared. Whether they're crap and deleted or more, I don't know. I've got to say...
They still disappear under the new service, by the way.
Well, I got outed during the fappening, of course, and a few of mine leaked out. And ever since, I've stuck nothing in the cloud. Nothing.
What about Mrs. Claus?
More downloads than that Lawrence girl. Yes.
We've seen your faps.
Beg your pardon?
We've seen enough photos from Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
No. You said you don't stick anything in the cloud.
No, not anymore.
Mrs. Claus.
No. Doc, pick a number. Is it your turn?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Okay, pick a number.
I'm going to pick Christmas number 25.
Good man, good date. It's the day after I get off. After criticizing Apple, Taylor Swift was caught
in a couple... That's what Ms. Claus said.
Yes.
Not with Ms. Claus.
Christ, it's been 200 years. After criticizing Apple, Taylor Swift was caught in a copyright issue of her own over what? After criticizing Apple, Taylor Swift was caught in a copyright issue of her own over what?
Trying to steal Snotty Bitch title from Kim Kardashian?
Oh, that's very good, yes, but no.
No, I got it.
Go ahead, Adam.
It was her own contract for photos at her shows.
That's right. Yes.
What
a love of Christmas.
Photo rights grabbing, apparently.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
Yes. I've just got sidetracked there. Thinking of photos with Taylor Swift and grabbing something. But no. It's Spritey.
16, please, Santa.
16. Which iPhone rival dropped its price by 75% in the UK this year before finally just being dropped entirely? What iPhone rival dropped its price by 75% in the UK this year before it was finally just dropped entirely?
I know.
Galaxy S5?
No.
Oh.
Anyone?
Doc. Blackberry. I heard Doc.
No. Chat room.
Nokia?
Big Russ has just answered photos. I know we've got a bit of delay, but steady on. That's about HTC, 30 minutes.
HTC.
He says HTC now.
He said.
Yeah. The answer is the Amazon
One
Fire.
Plus One?
Amazon Fire.
That's easy. See, we forgot about that.
I thought I might have thrown you with the iPhone rival bit, but...
Mm. Yeah.
It made calls, I think.
Not really a rival.
Allegedly.
It died in a fire.
Damn, this year has been way too long.
Finishing off round three, it's Patrice Brend-Amour.
I'm going to go with 23.
23. Altera was bought by which key supplier to Apple this year? Altera, A-L-T-E-R-A, was bought by which key supplier to Apple this year?
Pegatron.
You'll not be surprised to find out that's the wrong answer.
I know.
Go back to playing with your Transformers, dude.
I know. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to figure this one out.
Doc, go on then, mate. Go on, Doc.
It's Intel.
Intel, does that get him back to zero?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It does. Very good. Oh, I
had that one. Doc.
I'll take X for the block. Wait, that's not how it goes.
Man. Yes, the answer was Intel. Right. Altera was sold to Intel this year. Who are a key supplier. I thought key supplier would give it away, but never mind. At the end of that round three, scores on the doors, please. Isla?
Adam's on 5. Righty's crawled up to 2.
Well, crawled is a good word, yes.
Wait, watch it.
Campion's stuck on 1. Doc Rot's come back to 0. Audience on 0.5. And I got 1 because you missed my Amazon answer. I'm having 1 for that.
Okay. Well, you're in the chat room because you haven't seen the answers, so it's not cheating.
I know, and I've got Amazon.
Have you got any straws? Because I can't drink this whiskey. And I can't eat any pizza either. Jeez. I've got a smell of pizza in this room. I can't eat a sodden bit of it. Right, that's round three, and the leader was... Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Skull.
Adam.
Jolly good Adam. Well done, mate. Holding up the boy's end. As opposed to Righty, who just holds up traffic.
What's it?
Just holds up traffic. Cab, start us off, mate. Round 4.
I'll go 24 Christmas Eve.
24 Christmas Eve. Who said Apple don't provide free phones and shouldn't expect free music? Who said Apple don't provide free phones, so they shouldn't expect free music?
Oh, I know.
I'm gonna guess.
I know.
Someone's excited.
I'm gonna guess.
Yes.
Dre.
Dr. Dre is the wrong answer.
No.
Righty, go on, Pink Heat.
Taylor Swift,
jolly good. Yeah, there was a clue in the previous.
There was my answer.
1 point to Righty.
One?
Oh, 1 point to bonus. Are you ashamed of yourself there, Chris? Because you should have got that one.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Not knowing a question about a girl who was born in 1989. Shrubbish.
You're fired.
Adam, short answer. Tell us, pick a number.
Lucky seven,
of course, 00. Who is currently Apple's chief operating officer or CIO?
Jeff Williams.
Correct answer. That fell rather well, didn't it? Christ, Adam. You're turning into a bit of a SWAT here, mate. Steady on it.
Sorry.
Do you remember like the end of the Incredibles? You know, Dash is kind of like, just make it close. See.
You can see who has a Mac show in here.
Give all of these other four boys a fantasy of adequacy. Okay. Doc, come on, mate. Get yourself off the floor.
27.
We already did it, then.
No, we didn't. Shut up, Patrice. Nope. It's my bloody... You're not...
3, 15, 22, 5, 29, 11, 1, 8, 2, 21, 18, 4, 25, 16, 23, 24, 7, 27. Now.
Gangster! I got the same list as you, Adam. I should get a point for that.
That's the combination to Adam's safe. Don McAllister's safe. Which hotel promised to let your iPhone check you in and also act as your room key this year? Now, the thing to be careful of here is it might not actually be doing it. They only promised that it would.
I know the answer to this.
Which hotel chain promised to let your iPhone check you in and act as a room key this year?
Starwood.
Is that a porn movie?
No, that's the name of the hotel chain. And that's what it's called in the U.S. anyway. It's Starwood.
Okay.
They basically own the Westin. They own the Astins. They own the W's. They own, like, all kinds of Doubletree. It's all Starwood.
They own all the letters of the alphabet.
SPG, Starwood Preferred Guests.
But it's the wrong answer.
I'm going to go with
the Clarion.
Chris?
Hilton.
Hilton is the right answer.
Not Crossroads.
Not Crossroads, no. Always went downhill since Noel Gordon died. And Benny, don't get me started on Benny. Benny. Was he related to you, Righty?
Everyone's freaking related to me.
But right, Benny. Benny from Crossroads.
And the Jets?
No, he was from Crossroads. was from Norwich, and of course everyone's related there. But don't get me started on the sister shagging. Righty.
Number 12.
Who sued Beats earlier this year over alleged fraud, and which other tech company was also sued at the same time and for the same infringement? I'll give you one for each. Who sued Beats earlier this year? That's the easy part. Over alleged fraud, and which other tech company was also sued at the same time and for the same infringement?
Sony?
Is the wrong answer. Doc,
it's the Halloween. You know. They were sued by Monster for who can make the shittiest headphones.
Okay, and who was the other party that was, who's the other tech company that was cited?
Was cited in the lawsuit?
Who sued Beats earlier this year over the alleged fraud, and which other tech company was also sued at the same time and for the same infringement by Beats?
Oh, it was going to have to be Apple.
No, it's the wrong answer. That's HTC. So 1 point for Doc. Oh,
okay.
Good answer, though. Well done.
Don't pay attention to HTC. Yeah. That's the Hawaiian telephone company, and I don't own a telephone. I got an iPhone.
Is everything better in Hawaii?
Yes. Have you seen the boobs out here?
That's why he doesn't care.
Ask McAllister. He's been
more shiny.
That he's losing. Patrice.
I'm going to go with 22.
22.
It's already been done.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
That's my lucky number. I picked that at the third question.
There's always two.
24?
24. It's gone. It's gone. Pay attention, what? Boy.
Who did that?
Christmas Eve, Chris Campion. Come on, dude. I did it. Write the list down like me.
Yeah, I didn't write it down. I would say 19 isn't gone.
It's not.
It's right. Right number.
Yes.
Okay, 19. In January, Apple had officially sold 1 billion of what? In January, Apple had officially sold 1 billion of what?
iPhones?
Wrong answer, no. Anyone?
Apps. Songs.
No.
That happened a long time ago.
Chat room could pick an answer here. Come on. Apps, wrong answer, Muller. Go on.
It's not Apple TVs, is it? Is it?
No. 1 billion Apple TVs.
Yeah, there's no way.
iPad?
Hell of a hobby. No.
We're getting
iOS devices.
iOS.
Oh, Santa.
What? I didn't write this.
That? I wouldn't have expected the number to be higher.
In January, Apple officially sold 1 billion iOS devices. Tim Cook made it on the call thing. There we go. At the end of round four, scores at the doors, please, Anthea.
I'm reverse order. We have the fanboy, Patrice, on nil.
Oh, dear me. That's not nice. Hard. You went to wish you got your video working now, don't you, boy?
Tied on.
Yeah, just because you cut me off when I had to answer.
Yeah, righto.
Tied on one is the audience and Doc Rock.
Okay.
Compo is on two. And the racist sombrero on three.
Hey.
And I think it's Kelly and Drag on seven.
So bloody hell, 7 points, Adam. How are you feeling at this? There's two rounds to go, and pretty much that's an unassailable lead, I would say.
Well, I could get really offensive and earn some negative points, I guess.
No. Just keep going, man. It's a hat, what done it.
Yeah, see, I got in the festival.
See, he's in the spirit, rather than Righty, who's in the Village People. And
there's no need to feel down.
Is there a place you can go, Righty?
There is.
Young man.
We'll go on that tonight.
I'm sorry, Muller's talking. Go on, mate.
Last round, 10 points. Let's make it interesting.
Oh, no. That's like BF1 thing. A billion with a B. Says McVader. Billion, says Miller. A billion iPods, says Cerny. it's round five. There's only two more rounds to go unless I've run out of questions. So starting us off, Kebs.
26, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Apple Boxing Day. Indeed launched its music service this year, but which CEO leaked it first?
Ooh.
Apple did indeed launch its music video, its music service this year, but which CEO leaked it first?
No idea.
Hmm.
Anybody, Doc? You sounded like
Jimmy Iovine.
No.
Sony?
He's not a CEO.
Yes, 1 point
Sony's
to Adam.
Doug.
Doug Morris from Sony Music Group. Well done, Adam. I think that's pretty much stitched it up. We could go now.
Sword.
Well done, Adam.
Yes.
it's Adam's turn as well. That's not good.
I'm going to half it. 13.
13. What percentage of profits from mobile did Apple take out of its mobile market this year?
What percentage of Apple's profits?
It's a shit question if you ask me.
Is that what you said?
What percentage of profits from cell phones did Apple make out of the mobile market?
Out of the mobile market.
Yeah. What percentage?
I don't know. 47% popped in my mind, but I think that's maybe not high enough.
No, it's not high enough at all.
it, oh no, it's like 89% or 90 something.
What, 60.
What percentage of profits from mobile did Apple take out of the mobile market this year?
Right, right. You know, it's like above 90, I think.
92%.
Ooh.
Very big. 75% says Rack. 97% says Saranac, so you're all wrong anyway. Jolly good. Doc.
I'm going to take 10.
10. When Monster sued Apple, what was Apple's response?
Fuck off. F you.
Look, doesn't look like Rankin's going to be posting this before Christmas then, does it?
Yo, that's what Tim Cook said. Tim Cook was like, yo, step off, son.
No,
like,
no, Apple did something. Not sword or gave an expletive or sword? What the hell, sword?
Expletive?
Expletive. Do you know what an expletive is? Apparently, if you know lots of expletives, you know lots of words.
It's expletive.
Is it? My ass.
Yeah. I speak the proper English. Anyway, Apple...
Two Beats, eh?
They bought Beats.
I've seen some of your hashtags.
No.
They don't... No. So
too late.
Christ. Anybody?
They yanked the MFI license.
Oh, too late.
Oh, that's right. They pulled Monster products from the Apple Store.
Yeah, no.
Nobody jumped in. I'm still good.
Oh, Batwitch got it. Took away the MFI license. There we go.
Oh.
Yes, that was the response.
Display Monster's MFI.
Apparently they took it away because it was infringed rather than because they were childish little bastards.
Look, man, if you shoot a penalty and the goalie blocks it right back to you and you kick it back in, it's still a point.
Minus one for arguing with the judges. Righty boy, he's getting upset now. Righty boy, come on.
28.
Can't you put some tinsel around that?
I have got some tinsel around it.
In August, Apple officially denied that it was planning to offer what to its customers?
A car.
Blowjobs.
it may well be the right answer, but I don't remember seeing that press release.
Is he related? Is Blow related to Steve?
Brother.
Blowjobs have been around for a long time. This has made them better.
Blow Jobs and Steve Jobs, what a twin pairing that was.
The new and improved Blow Jobs by Apple. With more unobtainium.
Everything's the same, but everything's different.
Everything's changed.
Anyone else on the panel want to try?
How about a television service?
No, wrong answer.
A television?
No, chat room. Subscription iPhones is Saranac, it's the wrong answer. I've never had a blowjob in an Apple store, says Mac Vader.
I have. I used to work there.
I wish I had.
Does your wife know?
Come to Norwich.
Products that just work.
Come in Norwich.
Point for Doc.
The answer is mobile cell phone services.
Oh.
iCloud that doesn't suck.
And Patrice finished it off their own.
I have no idea what numbers are left.
Well,
so
you should have paid attention instead of worrying about
17, 20.
I didn't keep a list, sorry.
Listen to Doc.
I just told you 6, 9, 10, 12, 14, 17, 20.
Six.
Which woman allegedly cost Apple $17 billion this year? Which woman allegedly caused a $17 billion fall in Apple stock this year?
Taylor Swift.
No, Kelly Gabon, no.
Paul Reidy.
My mum.
I have a guess.
Go ahead, Adam.
Katie Huberty.
No, wrong answer. Chat room.
Mrs. McAllister.
No. Don doesn't get out of Ernst. Bed for $17 billion.
Ernst.
That's his annual tea budget. Marissa Meyer, says chat room. No, says Batwitch. Angela, no. The answer is Christy Turlington Burns.
Oh, what? Jenny
Chick. Ow.
Yeah, apparently, because she was the first woman ever on a keynote, and she stood there and she modelled the watch, and everyone looked and went, Huh? And that was it. 17 billion off the price the day after.
Hmm.
That is weird.
Yeah, you pull up the wrong celeb. Costs money.
How did she get blamed for that? That happens every time Apple has a keynote.
She got blamed for it. I looked at numerous stories, I promise you. At the end of that, then, we've got scores on the doors, please, Muller.
Right.
Do it in reverse order again, that was good.
Yeah, well, the fanboy is definitely on zero.
Has he scored anything yet? No. At least he hasn't insulted anyone and gone down.
The other fanboy, he's been hovering between one and zero.
Okay.
And
let's give him one.
One. Okay,
yeah, because he did get one right. Yeah.
Okay. And the audience has got 1.5.
Okay.
The racist sombrero is still stuck on three. And Kelly's got eight.
Kelly's on eight?
Yeah.
Well done, Kelly. Adam, you're impressive, mate. I don't think anyone's catching you here. But
nope.
Did you read Camp's score? Yeah, am I interrupting
Compost
again?
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, Compost on two.
Compost still on two. It's really good. finish us off then, Compo.
Nora. Seven gone?
Has who?
Seven's gone.
Nine, then, please. Nine. Apple recalled which product this year as a fire hazard? Apple recalled which product this year as a fire hazard?
Eye matches.
The eye match.
Getting these questions from?
From fact and the internet and the year. That's the way the end of year quiz kind of works, really. It's not last year, it's not next year, it's this year just still in.
No idea.
No idea, right, okay. Yep, anyone else?
Beats speakers.
Yes, I'll give you a point for that. It was the Beats Pill XL.
That's great.
Ooh. Right.
Well done, Doc. Bonus point. He's not going to come back for big now.
No, he's going to be pissed off.
Adam, your 16. Chance to seal the deal. Which iPhone rival dropped? No, that's been gone. It's gone. Well,
it is?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yes. Sorry.
Well, lose a point, Adam.
17?
17. Apple bought a GPS firm this year. What were they called? Apple bought a GPS firm this year. What were they called?
I don't remember.
The title's going to shock you based on how good the Apple navigation is. I use it every year. It's amazing.
It's called, I know the answer.
Go ahead.
Coherent. Something Adam is not.
Coherent navigation, yeah, which you'd have thought they'd have applied that to the navigation system, but they clearly haven't. So.
Nice job, Doc.
Well done, Doc. Bonus point. He's coming back at ya. Back at ya.
All right.
Go entrepreneur.
Let me get question number 12.
12, good man. No, that's gone.
No, bad man. Not on my list.
Bad man, it's gone.
Then the only thing left on my list is 20.
20. Which famous opponent of Apple's music policy saw a 33% increase in profits from its streamed content this year? Famous opponent.
That really, 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 really suck is going to have to be Pandora or RDO.
No, wrong answer.
I'm going to have a go.
Go on.
Spotify?
No.
What if I got better?
Which famous opponent of Apple's music policy saw a 33% increase in profits from its...
Increase!
I said increase.
You said decrease.
Oh, well,
I heard decrease. That's why I said what I said.
Increase in profits. Sorry, go on then, Doc.
Give Doc a second shot at it.
Go on, Doc. Go on, have another go.
Google Music.
No, wrong answer still. Camps, have another go.
Amazon Prime Music.
Wrong answer. Show the chat room. The Pill, says Richard Dumbo. He got the previous one right. Well done.
BBC One.
No, it's the famous opponent of Apple's music policy. It was Warner Music Group. Yes. Jolly good. Righty.
Six. Have we got six?
That's been taken.
What have we got left?
I thought we've got 14, 20, and 30.
30?
30.
Yeah.
Craig Ferengi. Craig Fittuccini.
Federighi.
Air Force One.
Craig Fiduciary.
Air Force One.
Craig, is Senior Vice President of what part of Apple?
Oh.
Senior Vice President of what?
Bouffants.
Blowjobs.
Hair and hardware.
Yes, it's true. Craig Craig gives a good blowjob.
Hardware engineering.
Come on, this is so easy, Paul.
Is the wrong answer. Chat room, it's your turn.
Software engineering.
Software engineering is the right answer, but Adam jumped in with the wrong answer, so bad luck. He's leading.
Somebody type, chat room, type that shit real quick. S-O-F-T-W-A-R-E. He's engineering.
He's leading all of you morons, and he doesn't know the difference between software and hardware.
And he's married. Hey. Figure that shit out.
Yeah. Okay. And last question then, what's left over?
14.
Apple and Nike settled the fuel band class action lawsuit this year. What was the lawsuit about, and what did they settle it with?
It was about miscalculated something.
It's not your answer.
You didn't say who was in charge.
Patrice.
I'm in charge.
Yeah, I'm in charge.
Patrice.
What did they settle it over?
So Apple and Nike settled the fuel band class action lawsuit this year. What was the lawsuit about, and how did they settle it? What was their monetary payout?
I mean, from a monetary standpoint, I would say, I don't know, 30 million, but I have no idea,
no.
To be honest.
You're a little bit out.
No, it was way off.
So go on then, Adam. No, it's Doc. Doc.
They gave out either $15 or $25 gift cards,
you
and it was
Google
about consumer
that,
protection
you
law.
Cheating bastard. Minus one.
Hey, why am I cheating?
Because you just read it. I watched your eyes reading it off the screen.
Man, you watched my eyes looking at porn, son. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. It was advertising claims about steps, calorie tracking, and Nike fuel, and they settled for $15 cash or $25 of Nike gift card tokens.
All you got to do is type this link in. Links are in the chat. You can find them on the btn.com/chat.
I Googled NikeFuelBandSettlement.com.
It was about the blowjob competition.
No, he's minus one, yes.
I don't care.
Well, I gotta get minus one.
I advise just putting an explicit tag on this one and shipping it out.
Excuse the colorful language here, Doc, but you're a cheating bastard.
I am not. I know exactly who my dad is.
But you're still a cheat. No, scores on the doors. Are the final. Let's have a drum roll.
In last place is...
Did Patrice actually score anything other than a blowjob?
Nope.
No.
Because you... Nope.
Yes, no. I didn't.
Patrice got sod all.
He knows nothing about Apple.
He knows nothing about Apple, clearly. Well, have you been paying attention?
I do a couple of answers, but you never picked me, so...
Well, you're supposed to make a noise, like a buzzer, or like I know.
I told you that
Taylor
Swift was one of the
Well, you
answers.
Should have started your video
too
on
polite.
Time instead of saying it was my fault.
Yes. Too polite.
So Patrice was last. Who was next to last?
The audience are 1.5.
1.5, okay.
Compo came in after that.
Compo, what did he get?
Two.
Doc can't have... Doc's...
Yeah, he's scooped by.
Doc was on two. I think he was on three, really. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to give him three.
Okay, three to Doc. And the winner is then?
Well, it's going to be Kelly Gabont in drag.
Give him a piece of red card.
Kelly Gabont in drag. There he is, with a hat on, in the broom cupboard. If you had any doubt that
Merry
this person
Christmas.
Knew his Mac, the Mac
kind
passed.
Of. Sort of.
Just a little. How many points did you get?
Eight.
8 points! Round of applause for Adam.
Thank you.
Yes,
for everybody.
Adam, you get to make the universal sign of appreciation for your fellow competitors.
Did I say that Righty got through as well? Got
Righty got three.
Yeah, he got Righty.
Oh, three. I was come second.
My Little Pony got three. Jolly good. thank you very much. So we've finished the Mac show this year. I just remember to say thank you to everyone who helped this year with the shows. It was superb. Ranky wants me to read out a few reviews. Really great 5 stars. This is from Smock. Really great panel offering an entertaining rundown of the latest stories inside the world of tech, although not very knowledgeable, it would seem. Sorry, Doc, I'm still interrupting. I do apologize.
People that don't understand, when I say the store opens at...
Doc, minus one.
The store opens and he was gone.
Minus three for Doc. I like having all of your international...
You have an incoming call from Doc Rock.
Oh, yeah. Come in inside.
Okay. So he's back. Give me his points back now, then. International mates coming together in a pub and enjoying a night of a few drinks and chewing over the latest tech news. Not that they listen. If you get it, I guarantee you'll be hooked. Look for a New Year's resolution. I seriously recommend subscribing to the network and all of the shows that are on it. Best that's out there. And I love this podcast. I like the international panel as you get a wide range of views and some excellent tips and product reviews. You would host it really well. No, he doesn't. There's lots of humour.
Oh, it's good.
And they seem to take a lot of time and trouble to improve the listening experience for us. Even though they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Thanks to all. I really appreciate it. That's from Francis Anderson. Kyle does the news show. He does a sterling job every morning. 5 minutes of news. It's the only podcast on this network I listen to because the rest are all shit. and this is from Mark. He says, wow, Kyle the presenter is a superstar. Couldn't agree more. Daily updates on what's trending in tech news. Energetic, entertaining, and in daily bite-sized episodes. Absolutely essential listening with the morning coffee. Perfect start to the day. Thank you, Kyle. Superb addition to the British Tech Network podcasts. It's class. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Or the morning pinch.
If you'd like to leave a review in iTunes, it makes a massive difference to this shit network, and they really appreciate it because nobody likes them. So I'm told. Especially the news show. News show's thankless task. It's the only one I listen to, like I said. It's very good. And please support UK2 and all of those people who support the British Tech Network. I've been paid to say that. But that's the way of life. We'll be back again in the new year. But where can we get a hold of all of you, Camps?
At Campion UK on Twitter and the Slack room.
How are you enjoying the Slack room?
Yeah, it's good.
I've got to say, I really enjoy the Slack room. I look at Twitter while I'm having a shit in the morning.
An iPhone.
You've not done yes. I look at Twitter in the morning while I'm having a shit, and then I don't look at it again because I feel that's appropriate.
It's the morning motion view now.
Absolutely. And then it's in the Slack room because that's where all the chat's at. And there's a shite or not room now as well for movies. Far better. What the hell are you drinking, boy? Sorry, was I interrupting?
No, for me, I'm on coke. I'm last night, 3 o'clock this morning, I finished, and I'm not feeling it today.
Oh, clearly. That's why your answers were crap. where are you, Adam?
You can find me over at maccast.com or maccast on iTunes and also on the iOS show. If you're more into the iOS stuff, at the iOSshow.com.
iOSshow.com. Excellent, mate. And clearly a stellar Mac knowledge.
And ability,
to obtain information. Doc, where are you, sir?
I am stuck in my basement right now trying to engrave everything everybody brought me for Christmas yesterday that they wanted the day before. And on this show twice a week and on the internet at DOCROCK.
Excellent. And Righty Pink Pony Gallyhat, where are you?
I'm at Paul's on Twitter and doing my shift pole dancing Delia Smith's restaurant later on tonight.
Good lad. What's she serving up?
Breast.
Oh, jolly good. Blowjob and breast. And Patrice, where are you? I think I might be putting an explicit hashtag on this one. Patrice, where are you?
You probably should. You can find me on Twitter at @casual_kitchen and all the links and stuff at thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. Still cooking, are we?
Yes, good indeed. Man. I am.
Cooking in English or still in German?
Sometimes in English, sometimes in German. So okay. It changes.
My name's the Santa Claus. You can get me at the Santa Claus on Twitter, although I don't go there very often. And if you haven't managed to contact me, then that's why you get no fucking presents. We'll be back again next year. Have a good time. Au revoir.